Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, November 26th. I'm Mark Daniels. Packers are back in the saddle, getting ready for the Detroit Lions on a short week, facing their NFC North rivals Thanksgiving Day at Ford Field. Big question continues to be, when will Aaron Rodgers return? Packers haven't won since he broke his collarbone. Head coach Mike McCarthy said he visited the medical staff on Monday, but what are his chances of playing Thursday?
He would like to go. Frankly, based on the information where we are as far as Aaron, the conversation with the medical staff, I would say he's slim to none.
So Mike's preparing both Scott Tolzien and Matt Flynn to be the starters. Tolzien opened against the Minnesota Vikings. How's he handling this week?
Same as every week. And I think prepare like you're the starter. Just because best thing for me, and that's the best thing for the team.
Flynn finished up against Minnesota, rallying the Packers to the overtime tie. Is he planning to start?
You know, I'm going to prepare like it. You know, that's for sure. I'm going to get, spend some extra time, you know, learning, making sure I have everything down, all the little nuances, making sure I have everything down, checks down, everything like that. But you know, I'm definitely going to prepare like it. But we'll see.
We'll see. Come Thanksgiving morning, Packers-Lions first of three Thanksgiving Day games. NFL weekend wrapped up Monday night in the nation's capital. The San Francisco 49ers defeated the Washington Redskins 27-6. Colin Kaepernick, 235 yards and three touchdown passes, two to Anquan Boldin. Head coach Jim Harbaugh's Niners are now 7-4.
Going into this one was just by any means necessary. And our guys, man, they rose up to the challenge. And got it done, you know. Needed it and got it.
They now hold the number six playoff position in the NFC. As for the Redskins, they managed only 190 yards of total offense. Quarterback Robert Griffin III and the Skins, 3-8.
I think we're all frustrated. You know, everybody's tired of losing. You know, us fans, media, everybody. But, you know, if one thing to take away is one thing that we're not quitters.
ESPN reporting that Seattle Seahawks defensive back Brandon Browner is facing a one-year suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks took on the Detroit Pistons at the Palace, and Detroit jumped all over the Bucks. 113-94 was the final. Milwaukee held to just 24 points in the first half. John Henson led with 15, but head coach Larry Drew's Bucks have now dropped 9 consecutive games.
Well, we turned the basketball over. We took bad shots. We didn't execute. And in this league, it doesn't take long to for a lead to jump like that. It was quick, and we're going to find an identity.
We're going to have to hurry at 2-11. As for the Pistons, 7 players in double figures, including Brandon Jennings, 15 points, 13 assists in his first game against his old team. But he said this wasn't about payback.
No, I mean, it wasn't really just about going against my former team. I mean, we definitely needed this win right now because we've been struggling. So it feels good just to be able to get a home win. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it going, you know, now that we have a home stand with 2 more games.
Bucks back home on Wednesday night. They will host the Washington Wizards. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Celtics beat the Bobcats 96-86. Indiana 13-1 after a 98-84 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Miami Heat got 35 from LeBron James in beating the Phoenix Suns 107-92. Houston down to Memphis 93-86. It was Denver 110, Dallas 96. San Antonio over the New Orleans Pelicans 112-93. The Utah Jazz pick up their second win of the year, 89-83 in overtime over the Chicago Bulls, who got the bad news they were fearing on Monday. Derrick Rose undergoing surgery to repair a torn meniscus. He'll be out for the year for Coach Tom Thibodeau's Bulls.
The easy way out is to say, oh, Derrick's not here. Well, he's not. So you don't replace Derrick individually. We have to do that collectively. So everyone has to share in the responsibility of playing as a team.
Portland Trailblazers, a winner over the New York Knicks, 102-91, and the LA Lakers have locked up Kobe Bryant. He'll finish his career in Los Angeles, a 2-year contract extension worth a reported $48.5 million. To college basketball, number 4 Kentucky beat Cleveland State of the Horizon League, 68-61. Vikings gave him a game. Number 6 Ohio State over Wyoming, 65-50. Syracuse, ranked number 7, beat Minnesota, 75-67. 8th ranked Oklahoma State over South Florida, 93-67. One surprise, number 10 Gonzaga falling to Dayton, 84-79. 25th ranked Marquette in action on the road at Arizona State. Sun Devils knock them off, 79-77, as Jahi Carson scores 23. Arizona State now 6-0. Derek Wilson had a shot blocked at the buzzer as the Golden Eagles fall to 3-2 and will likely fall out of the polls this week. The Wisconsin Badgers continue to climb up. They are 6-0, now ranked number 10 in the AP, number 11 in the coaches' poll. Badgers open up the Cancun Challenge south of the border against the St. Louis Billikens on Tuesday night. Alec Brown of the Green Bay Phoenix named the Horizon League Player of the Week after a triple-double, the first of his career last Saturday night against Minnesota Duluth. And Tisha Buck has been named the Horizon League Freshman of the Week for the Phoenix Ladies. Second week in a row, she's been the top freshman in the conference. To the National Hockey League, where the Boston Bruins beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-3 in overtime. Torrey Krug netting the game winner on a mistake.
They had a couple guys cheating. Marshy made a great pass through two guys, so that eliminated two, and I knew there was only two more left, and I'm not even sure where the other one was, but I was able to just keep going and make my way down there.
Columbus Blue Jackets routed Toronto 6-0. Sergei Bobrovsky with 18 saves, his first career shutout. Winnipeg, a 3-1 win over the New Jersey Devils. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Rangers 5-0. Ben Bishop with 37 saves. Martin St. Louis with a pair of goals. Former Green Bay Gamblers head coach John Cooper, now coaching the Lightning, says this guy's one of a kind.
You think about that, 1,000 games, play 82 games a year, and do the math on that. That's a lot of years to play. And I said it earlier, you can't measure the man who measures the size of his heart. And it's great watching him play, and he deserved everything he's received and more.
Florida Panthers beat the Philadelphia Flyers 3-1. St. Louis gets over Minnesota 3-0. Alexander Steen with a pair of goals. Nashville 4, Phoenix 2. It was the Blackhawks 5-1 over Edmonton. Blackhawks have an NHL best 38 points as defending champs. Andre Kopitar scores the game winner in overtime as the LA Kings beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.